You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV MTK Global. Delighted to be joined via Zoom by a certain Mr. David Allen. How are we, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. Very well.
Good, good. Before we talk AJ, because that's what we're here for, a little recap of last night's event. How was the viewing experience of a mega pay-per-view show as a retired fighter, Dave?
It was good, mate. I had a good night, as you know. That'd be a great night, yeah. Show looked good, you know. It was good to see fans back in attendance. It was good viewing. It was a good show all around. There was some good fights on. I really enjoyed my evening of boxing.
I'm sure you're probably going to get asked this as well. Does it get the juices flowing again? Fans back, sweet Caroline, and that. But nah.
No, not at all, mate. No. Not even the slightest. No, you know, watching people get spotted in the end, you're like, yeah, I'm all right, you know.
Watching Jezuski glitch across the ring. Were you impressed with Joshua? Straight out there, impressed.
I thought it was amazing. Great performance. You know, the last two performances have been the two best performances of his career. He's improved massively. The second Ruiz fight, I thought it was great last night. I thought it was better again. You know, I thought it was great. He looks like a top-class boxer now. Obviously, he's world champion. Well, you know, before he was kind of just a beast. He was so athletic and strong and powerful. But now it's like, you know what, you're watching me, like, his feet are great. You know, his jab's great. I was massively impressed with him, you know. Of course, for rounds 4, 5, and 6, you know, I think a combination of him punching himself out a little in round 3 and Pule have really upping the pace. You know, he seemed to struggle a little bit in them rounds. Not struggle, but he seemed to tire a little and I'll take a few rounds off. But I think that's the experience, you know, and he had a few rounds off and he came back stronger than before.
You saw it as the best Joshua we'd seen prior to last night was the Ruiz rematch in Saudi. And now the best Joshua we've seen is last night.
Yeah, you know, he's improving all the time. He's that kind of man, though. He trains extremely hard, you know. I think he's got a few new members of the team. And he's looking very, very good. And, you know, it sets up the Fury fight or the Usyk fight. For me, either of them, they're both super fights. You know, Fury's the biggest fight in British boxing history. But those and the Usyk fight, for me, unbelievable fight. I'm happy with either. You know, the Fury fight is bigger in terms of excitement for the casual fan. And, you know, like I said, the biggest fight in British sports history is huge. But the Usyk fight, incredible. Incredible fight and one I'd love to see. So I would prefer the Fury fight, obviously, but the Usyk fight happened instead. You know, we can't complain, really.
Now I'm going to come on to a little thing that the WBO have said last night. Joshua's downfall in New York was that aggression. It was Ruiz's on the floor, jumping too quickly. It seemed more measured last night, more patience as well. I mean, how impressive was that little spell of when he had him down? It wasn't just the old Joshua of jump both feet forward in.
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, he's reminded me of Lennox Lewis. You know, Lennox Lewis's career went on. He got better, you know. Yeah, it wasn't as exciting anymore. And yeah, you know, some people didn't prefer the old Lennox or the old Anthony, but he's getting results, and that's this new start. Last night he was smart, but still very, very exciting. You know, he did both. He won. He kept himself safe. He made sure he got the win. Still exciting though. You know, when you can punch like that, you know, you can afford to get behind the jab and be patient. I was massively impressed with him. Yeah, I thought he was brilliant last night.
Yeah, he's been received quite weirdly. Some people have said, you know, and I think most people agree with you that it's the best Joshua we've seen. A few people said he was a bit gun-shy, and I know perhaps his rivals have been the ones who've been pretty critical, but do you think it's been perceived perhaps not as well as it should have been, Dave?
Yeah, I think like Lennox Lewis in the end was called gun-shy, you know. Some people call it gun-shy. I call it being safe, you know. I call it winning the fight. You know, when there's tens and tens of millions of pounds at stake here, you know, it's all being well being exciting. And I was more of an exciting fighter when I boxed, but you know, the win when you're dealing with tens of millions of pounds, and if you box Fury in the next fight, it's £100 million. you're going to be a little bit safe. You know, you're going to get the win. You're going to get the win. And for me last night, when you put the foot down, you put the foot down. You know, the foot down, you really put the foot down and you got the job done. So I don't think you have any complaints at all about last night. I thought it was great. And people like to think that I'm not really a Joshua fan, but, you know, I'm becoming more of a fan of him now that he's using his brain and his boxing more than I was when he was just destroying everybody. You know, I'm more impressed now with him, what he's doing now than before. I think he's improved at an unbelievable rate since the first Ruiz fight.
What did you make of the third round? Because Pulev sort of turned his back. And I don't know, the fight could have been waved off. We saw that he got his wits back about him. And, you know, I think he was solid in rounds 4, 5, 6 after. But I don't know, what did you make of that little...
Yeah, at the time I thought he was going to stop it. You know, he turned his back. He didn't take a knee. So I thought it was all over. Pulev, for nearly 40 years old, to get through the third round, to make it to round 9, to take the shots that he did. And it was a good old pace, you know. They went at a very good pace for big men. It was a good pace, and I thought Pulev was great. He was watching it at home, you know. He was exciting. I thought it was really exciting. You know, the big fights are always exciting because when you're watching them live, you're never really sure what's going to happen. You're always kind of on the edge of your seat. But Pulev was good, you know. It was great value last night, and you know, he's nearly 40. But you know, again, I wouldn't mind seeing him back in another big fight.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like he's still going to be in that mix with the likes of Ruiz, Wilder, where just because there's been a loss, if you show promises of... I know what you're saying. Would you make it a whole Fury call-out as well? Because it wasn't perhaps along the lines of what we saw in Saudi from Joshua, you know, Tyson Fury, where you at, baby, and all that sort of stuff. It was more tentative a little bit, but I suppose it was still there.
Yeah, well, you know, if the fight's going to happen, it's going to happen, you know. It doesn't matter what they say. After the fight, I think he was sensible. You know, when after you box, I come out with the most absurd bollocks when you box because you're a bit et up in that, you know. So I thought he was sensible. And, you know, if the fight's going to happen, the fight's going to happen. You know, it's not going to be made by a post-fight interview. So, I hope it happens. You know, I hope it does. But like I say, if it doesn't, Oleksandr Usyk's not a bad backup plan. So we're going to get some big fights in 2021 anyway, regardless of who boxes who. Some very good heavyweights about at the minute. You know, Joe Joyce is now in the mix. You know, some very good fighters around.
Because the WBO, well, the president's come out and said the exceptions granted for the Usyk, Manchu, Ruiz 2 and Pulev. So, yeah. Although, like you said, Usyk is a good fight, you can understand people's frustrations and putting a governing body putting a block on a fight as mega as that.
Yeah, you know, obviously Tyson and Joshua, the biggest fight in British boxing history, is the biggest fight in world boxing. I believe they've got to do everything they can to make it happen. You know, I don't mind seeing Usyk Joshua, brilliant fight. But who does Tyson fight if that happens? Who does he then go box? You know, what if Usyk beats Joshua? What if Tyson gets beat in the meantime? I hope it happens next. I'm not 100% sure it will, but I'm very hopeful. You know, people say to me, I was seeing things like Joshua's scared or Fury's scared. These two men aren't scared of anybody. These two are the two of the best fighters on the planet, you know. They're not scared of anybody. And I've spent a lot of time with both. They're not scared of anybody. They firmly believe they're the best man in the world. So there's no fear there. The only way this fight doesn't happen is because of the financial stuff or stuff, you know, with the people behind the scenes with the power. They don't want it to happen or they can't come to an agreement. You know, the egos get in their way. But them two men aren't scared of anybody. So if it doesn't happen, it won't be due to he's scared of him or he's scared of him. That's a definite. I hate to hear that because I think that's a complete load of bollocks.
And just a final one from me, Dave. Does it show people a way perhaps not to approach Joshua? Because I know people saying the way Pulev was in the press conference, he got into Joshua's head and all that. I don't know if it did, but I don't know. Is that what spurred Joshua on? There was a point where they were literally just shouting at each other in the ring when trading leather. So I don't know.
I don't think so. You know, I think Joshua, when they're at that level, you know, I always think all the bullshit from before, the press conference, the way, it means nothing. But when you get in the ring, you got a game plan, you stick to it. You know, the very, very top fighters get there because they've got an unbelievably strong mindset. You know, being called a pussy at the weigh-in ain't going to fucking deter that in any way, shape, or form. So, That's a load of bollocks in my eyes.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.